Welcome to Talking Up Music Education, a podcast from the NAMM Foundation. The NAMM Foundation is working to assure that all children have the opportunity to learn and grow with music, and that music is part of daily living for everyone. Talking Up Music Education podcast shares news and stories about music education from teachers, students, parents, school, and community leaders who care about music education and are working to create more opportunities for music learning. And now, here's your host, Mary Lurson.
Eric Martin, President and CEO of Music for All, guest hosts this special episode of Talking Up Music Education, recorded live from Music for All Bands of America Grand Nationals at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana.
We're celebrating music education from the Bands of America Music for All Grand National Championships at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana. Thank you to Ryan Edgman, Mustaine High School Band Director from Oklahoma, C.J. Hines, Mustaine High School Band Student, Richie Williams, Paragould High School, Arkansas Band Director, Paxton Puff from Paragould High School, a student and drum major at the school. And we should note that Paragould High School was just recently named the best community school for music education. And then Marcia Neal, Yamaha Corporation of America's Senior Director of Music Education, and we thank each of them for joining us today to discuss the positive impact music education has on students, families, schools, and communities when it is a part of the curriculum. Please subscribe to Talking Up Music Education in iTunes or visit namfoundation.org/podcast to share this episode and all the content at Talking Up Music Education that celebrates and promotes music education for all children. CJ, Paxton, you're the stars of Grand Nationals in this event. Everything is designed around students. Can you tell us a little bit about yourselves, the instruments you play, what's going on in your high school? Tell us about yourselves.
Well, I'm 17. I play trombone other than being drum major for Paragould, and I participate in our jazz band, marching band, symphonic, and concert band.
I play saxophone as well as being a drum major like him. I'm 18, and I play in the jazz band, the top jazz band. I play in the wind ensemble. I also do a lot of playing outside of school.
Okay. So in terms of getting to know you guys, I know that everybody that comes to Grand Nationals works hard, and that your school's no exception. You guys are just incredible students and incredible scholars and musicians. Yeah, what makes marching band make a difference for you? Why do you really do it? Is it something that you're going to continue when you go out to college?
I plan on continuing it after college, but from a different perspective. I want to go and often be a woodwind tech for schools while I'm in college, and I also want to see if I can become a band director because I don't know. I've always grown up around music, and I've pretty much known for a long while that's what I'm going to do. So I do plan on continuing it. It's a great thing.
And Paxton, I understand you're about to do something special. Tell us about that.
I have enlisted in the United States Marine Corps, and I plan on furthering my music education by playing trombone in the Marine Band.
Wow. That's impressive. And to the directors, you got to be proud of the kind of students that you have. Would you mind introducing yourselves to our listeners and telling us a bit about yourselves and your programs?
Sure. I'm Ryan Edgman. I'm from Mustang, Oklahoma. And we have a 6 through 12 in our band program. We service about 1,270 kids, and we're very active in marching band, concert band. We have several jazz bands. We have a fully functional guard program. We have three color guards or three winter guards. Seven band directors that service our kids, and just a slew of marching band help.
Well, in Paragould, Arkansas, as I was kind of sharing with him, we have about 630 kids in our school that are 10 through 12. And out of that, we have about 170 that are in the high school band. And in our total school program, we have about over 500 kids that are in the band program, which is about 40% of the student body is in our band program. So we're definitely the thing to do, the cool thing to do in our school. And of course, it hasn't always been like that, but it's been just a culture change for us, just kind of getting so many kids involved in the program.
And I know that, you know, coming to Grand Nationals is not a simple undertaking. I want to come back to that. But Marsha Neal, I've known you for years. Mm-hmm. I met you when you were at Clark County in Nevada, mm-hmm. one of the largest districts mm-hmm. in America. Yeah. And your commitment to music education, tell me what that was all about.
Well, you heard these two fine young men speaking about what music does for them and will continue to do for them. And all I really want to do is expand that. I want more kids to have those opportunities because it does change you. Don't you feel that you're different and you would be different if you hadn't had music in your life, right?
Absolutely.
And I think also that as grown-ups and adults, we feel more fulfilled as adults because we had music in our lives than if we had not. And so I want that joy of music to go to more children. And so in our school district, you know, for a long, long time, we offered the Holy Trinity of band, choir, and orchestra, and then it was time to expand that. And so we looked to guitar, which seemed to be a real natural thing to do because so many kids want to learn to play guitar. And one thing that we discovered right away was, hey, there's an opportunity for kids who never took band or orchestra or any instrumental music when they were in junior high, a window they can hop in. I mean, as a senior in high school even, if they've never taken any music classes, they can actually get some music instruction. And so instead of there being a pyramid approach to music education, it was more of an up and down parallel approach. And so we weren't losing so many kids because they were hopping in. We then promoted a mariachi program because of the nature of our school district. It's the fifth largest school district in the country. And we have a very large Latino demographic, and it just seemed really natural. So now we have about 6,000 students playing mariachi every day in our school district. It's so great. You'd love it if you saw it. And we have about a total of 60,000 students in our district making music daily, which is great. Amazing. And we're very thrilled that our district has seen the wisdom of keeping music in the schools and not looked our way for cutting, which is wonderful. They see the light.
It really looks to me like at Clark County that you looked at community and you answered the need and the calling of the community. Mm-hmm. Mr. Williams and Paxton, when I think about you guys, and I grew up across the river from in Mississippi, that band, music, school, the connection to community, what's the relationship? I know that you didn't just say, oh, let's order all the buses we need and get up here. And how does it work? What is it? What do you mean to your community?
One of the biggest things in Peer Gould is as you know, it's the richest, fertile area, but we're in one of the poorest parts of the country. 80% of our students are on free and reduced lunch, which means that over 80% of our students, their total family income is less than $19,000 a year. And so we see music not as just, we're just teaching music. We see it as a chance for everybody to get involved because everybody can do music. I mean, there's a place for everybody. As we always, I'm sure Ryan says, there's no bench in band. You know, everybody participates all the time. And so, man, that is a humongous selling point to kids when they see that opportunity that, hey, I may not be the best athletic person, but I can always jump in, and participate, in the band program. Mm-hmm.
And one thing that always attracted me to band is the fact that I knew that I had so many friends that I'd meet throughout the way, and that it didn't matter how good I was as long as I worked hard to get better.
And CJ, I see you're shaking your head over there about the yes to that. What's it like to be in the Mustang band and the community that you're coming from?
It is definitely a life-changing experience, I would say. The reason I was shaking my head was because you said you have so many friends, and that's absolutely true. Every single day that I wake up in the morning super early, get to rehearsal, every time I get there, I am not unhappy that I'm there because everybody comes up, gives me a hug, says hi. And it's just the greatest thing in the world to have such a relationship with people and see that happening outside of the regular school.
Mr. Edgman, I know band has a power of its own, but you had to have contributed to that type of environment.
We have a lot of support in our community as well. I'm actually going to go two different directions with that. I mean, we're very well recognized. We're very well marketed within our community. Our local newspapers, our school administration, our just community members at large are really focused on what we're doing, and they're focused on what all of our students are doing. I feel like Mustang is a very centered community on our schools as a whole. And so there's a lot of promotion on the activities. But as a school, our philosophy is that students are more involved in school, stay in school, and so that and finish. So that's where we have put a lot of our emphasis. And so from a community aspect, everything is centered around that philosophy. The other part of it is, I'm going to kind of go a step further with what CJ was saying just a second ago, is we have about 3,000 students in our high school. It's a little over 3,000 students, but our organization of about 310 band kids becomes a small community within that. And so students that, you know, all of a sudden this huge high school becomes a really small entity for these guys, and they have a life experience of their own through the high school experience. Mm-hmm. And it's just because we take the social community and we shrink it down. And that's, it's a very neat experience. I think band does that at all levels. I think it does that at high school. It definitely does that at the large university campuses as well.
And Marcia, I mean, you've taught me so much about that role and that duty to serve community as a school administrator, as a district administrator. What is the crucial value? What's the duty of all of the arts in terms of making sure the community is engaged?
Well, I think we serve our communities. I mean, it's funny because our band directors may not always be thrilled when I call them up to say, hey, there's a new parade, and would you mind taking, you know, like, you guys are all laughing, right? But they understand that it's part of community service, and, you know, taxpayers pay our way. We understand that, and we shouldn't then be the best kept secret at the school, and we should be on the outside, and we should share what we're learning with the whole community. Because for people who are adults, when they see young people in a band program or just doing the right thing, they're sort of re-energized and they have a better feeling about the future. And look at those great kids and what they're doing. And you know, moms say, hey, my son cleaned his room and he hasn't done that since I don't know when. And, you know, things like this. I mean, yeah, it really does change. You said something about life-changing experiences, and it's really, really true. And so why do we want to keep that a secret? So we need our communities to see what's really good, because I think a lot of times education gets such bad press just in the general sense. You know, we're always fighting about dollars in our school districts and so on, but we really are doing a great job when it comes to the arts, and you guys are proof of that. And that's why what you say today is just so valuable. It's coming right from you, and so we're hoping that being a well-rounded child will serve you well for the rest of your life. I know it will. You don't know that yet, but I do. And and when you're ready for a teaching job, you need to call me. I'm like always recruiting, you know.
Paxson, if I gave you the sentence and you have to finish it, being part of school band has made me.
Being a part of school band has made me a better person. It's gave me new experiences, new friends, and lots of things that I will carry for the rest of my life.
CJ, what would you say?
Band has made me a big leader. I am filled with leadership everywhere I go nowadays. It's turned me into an extrovert of crazy proportions. And it's turned me into a much better musician and a much better person.
And to the directors, Mr. Williams, you set me up. Thank you for that. Because I really want to talk about the leadership part of it, and that you've chosen, your drum majors are here with us. What's that role? And what type of role do you play in their lives? And what role do they play in yours in terms of the success of the program?
Well, I think anyone, when they look at leaders, they look, you know, are they a leader by example? There's someone that has good integrity, and we talk about integrity all the time, which is, you know, doing the right thing when people aren't watching. And that's what we watch for in our leaders all the time. Are they doing what they should be doing when they're not being told what to do? And piggybacking on something else that I think Paxson was talking about was the opportunity that a lot of these kids get. They wouldn't get that in anything else that they were participating in. I mean, they're just able to, whether they're the best musician or not, you know, at least they're trying. You know, they're putting forth that effort. So
to everybody, I look at, you know, we just finished a presidential election. And if we each had an opportunity to just say or to speak to our leaders in our nation about music education and just to make the case for it, what would you say if someone said, why should we invest in music education in schools? And I want to start with the people who will be making those decisions for us as a country in the future, the students. What would you say?
I would say to continue funding music education, because without music, for me, I felt like I've lost a part of myself if I have not had music throughout my years of junior high and high school. It's one of the glorious things that everybody should be able to experience.
I would definitely say that it needs to be funded and continuously funded, just because it, again, forms leaders. And also for people like Paxton and I, it's definitely a lifestyle. This is kind of my mindset and my character almost. And people who don't have an outlet for that really sort of get shunned in a way. And I can definitely say that that would have been me if it hadn't been for band and, you know, stuff like that.
I think it's really the best bang for the buck that you can get in education, period. There is nothing that will establish a future for us like music education. And it's really not that expensive, and it's going to create a real solid foundation for the future of this country, period. So that's what I would tell my leaders. Did you hear that?
I would say, and I bet Ryan would say the same thing, that the teachers and the parents and the grandparents and everyone agree, the best kids are the band kids. We teach them so many of the life lessons. One of the best things is love when my band kids come back to me after they graduate and say, Mr. Williams, I have not missed a day of work. I've not called into work because of you and the demand that you put on me and taught me when I was in your band program. I mean, that just shows that we are teaching them skills that are making them productive citizens that are going to contribute and give back. And, you know, so you can't cut music education. Mm-mm.
I think the success of our country, I think the success of our education system is all about what we invest, and that's about investing into our students, and that's not necessarily monetary. It's the investment of time and energy in creating opportunities for our students to grow up and become citizens. And I think that music education, specifically band and the processes that we go through, I think provide opportunities for our students to grow up and become problem-solving adults. And there's a huge market for that. And, I mean, in not just in the education world, but in the professional world, in the business end of the, and there's a huge market for that, and there's a huge need.
I can add that we here at Music for All, we do a Grand National Championships and events like this because it's an opportunity to showcase just what you said and to be a visible demonstration too.
And I would like to also remember that we would just really like to spread this out to more kids and provide more opportunities for students who don't always have the opportunities. We need to find a way to reach out to more, because there are a lot of kids who are disenfranchised for one reason or another and don't get the luxury and or the opportunity to participate. And that's really critical. I mean, those kids' lives will not be like yours because they didn't have the opportunity. And equity, to me, is a huge thing. I think it is to all of us. We would like to have every child in America have the opportunities that you have. What a change that would be, wouldn't it?
Awesome. Yes, ma'am.
Access and opportunity, mm-hmm. And we have two students who are literally poster children
for that, for sure.
The benefits of music education.
Right.
So here at Grand National, I just want to really thank you so much to all of our guests for stepping away from the competition on the field and to tell me about your personal experiences of learning and playing in an ensemble, what it means to be of service as a teacher, the community advocates and the business advocates we have for music education. To all of our listeners, please subscribe to Talking Up Music Education by visiting namfoundation.org/podcast and share this with all of your friends and everyone that you know as a key advocacy tool on social media and by any means possible. Make sure to visit namfoundation.org to sign up, as I have, to receive the monthly newsletter that comes out at the end of each and every month. I'm Eric Martin, sitting in for Mary Larson, and this has been a special episode of Talking Up Music Education, recorded live from the 2016 Music for All Bands of America Grand National Championships.
Talking Up Music Education is a podcast created by the NAMM Foundation. To learn more about how you can support music education in your community or how you can be part of the work of the NAMM Foundation, visit our website, www.namfoundation.org, or join us on Facebook at facebook.com/NAMM Foundation. You can also follow Mary on Twitter at Mary LNAMM.